So I'm here with the Abbey Vocational School's joint manager, Jamie Brennan, after their 115-9.1 over Ashburn in the Paddy Drummond Cup. All-Ireland champions. Jamie, how does that feel?
My voice is hoarse there from shouting and roaring, but the lads were brilliant there. So it started off so well. We had the wind at our back the first half and they made use of it. I think it was 10-3 at half-time. And then Ashburn put a real good squeeze on us then the start of the second half. And brought it back to 4, and we're sort of questioned then, but they really dug deep, and you know, I couldn't ask for any more. I'm so proud of the lads, they're phenomenal.
I was speaking to a couple of players there and just saying about the 7-point lead at half time. I'm sure probably most of your team talk was just that it wasn't over.
Oh, that's it, and you see the physicality of them, you know, and if they put the high press on us and they were getting joy off it, but you know, we just weathered out. We got ball in hand from the kickouts again. And that was huge. And, you know, we have the players there to counter-attack. And I suppose there was gaps there the second half, midway through. They're brilliant.
Yeah, just in that second half, there was probably maybe 4 or 5 kickouts that you lost in a row. And they kicked 4 in a row. Sennan Carr scored a brilliant point that kind of brought you back in the game. It was kind of a worry that it might have just been... Or you're hoping it was just a purple patch rather than them properly coming back in the game. And you did get a foothold back in it then.
Yeah, and look, we said... We knew there was going to be a purple patch for them. We had the same in Dunmore in the semi-final, and it's just a matter of just sticking to what we've worked on. And the boys, they're really trusted in what we do, and the work we've put in on the training field, you know, and that stood to them today. You know, I think they had real belief in the way to go about it, and then you could see then they could just perform then in the attacking third then once we got hands on ball.
Yeah, and there was a lot of build up over the week there in Donegal Town and around. I think even coming here in Clonus, there was a massive crowd down supporting the team. They didn't let the occasion get to them either.
No, definitely not. Look, at the team is a lot of four Masters players who used to playing in big games, you know, and that's definitely stood to them. But it was great. We were coming through the town there, and the flags. It just you really do have to take a step back from it and enjoy all that. And you can see that they're a very humble group and hardworking, and you couldn't ask for anything more on that behalf. And it was really nice to work with them. That was probably the first proper managerial stuff I was doing, myself and Stuart. But, you know, you couldn't ask for a better crew for taking information on board and trying to figure things out.
Yeah, you've got a good record so far then. You're going to have to keep it up.
I don't know. You'd be surprised. It takes more energy than you think. So I think I need to just focus on my own football for a wee while now. So.
But just add all that hard work that you put in over the year, it must just feel brilliant to get this out of it now.
Oh, yeah, and look, we knew we had a good side there, but, you know, we just took it game by game. And we really, that was it. Sure, we had lads coming home from holidays there skiing. We'd never expected that would be a crossover date for the final of the Ulster McLaren. And look, here we are today. And I think that's the big thing about the side there. We never got too far ahead of ourselves. And we just kept working and working, and, you know, the reward has come for them.